So I want to tell you about an email I received a couple of years ago. And it's probably the best email I've ever received. It was all to do with a mobile application I'd written. And the author of the email said that this little app had changed their life. I didn't believe it. It sounds very cliched. Hey, your app's changed my life. But it turned out to be the best piece of user feedback I've ever gotten. And this whole thing started with Emma, my wife, giving me an ultimatum. And me, being bored, wanting to create an app which would scratch my own itch. It was back in 2008, and Nokia were a huge global mobile powerhouse, a Goliath to be reckoned with. Now, I'm a geek, and I've always loved to code. So when my home computer got a bit too slow to play the latest and greatest games, I turned to coding as a way to relax. And in the evenings, I'd sit down and code. It got to the point where I'd even spurn watching TV with my wife, because coding was just so much more fun than watching a dodgy drama in the evening. And it was one night, after I'd been coding really late, that my wife collared me. And she gave me the ultimatum. She said, "You've been spending so much time coding and writing software that you should try to make some money with it." She's probably right. So I decided to take it as a bit of a challenge. At the time, I just finished a contracting gig at Symbian. Now, Symbian were the company that created the operating system which ran on most of Nokia's high-end mobile phones at the time. So it seemed like the logical next step was just to create an app for Nokia's high-end phones. And I'd been working on an idea, one to solve this itch I had. So my last name is Woods, and my wife and all of my family always appeared at the bottom of Nokia's address book because they ranked everything alphabetically. W comes at the bottom. And this was daft. It was silly, I thought. You know, the phone knows who I call and text. So why can't it just work out who I text the most or who I call the most and just work out who I want to talk to? So I decided to concentrate just on text messages. And I created an application called TextQuick. And all it did was it searched through your messaging system and worked out how many messages you sent and received to each person and then ranked each person in your address book by how often you talked to them, or texted them in this case. So the person you texted the most would come at top of the list. I released the app for free, and I stuck it up on the web. And after Zach Epstein posted a review of it on his personal blog, my little application got a couple of thousand downloads. And Zach, if you ever listen to this, I still owe you a beer for that review. Thank you very much. Now, I was just blown away. I mean, this was nuts. So after about 8 months of fixing bugs, it's amazing how many bugs a couple of thousand users can find, and adding support for new feature requests, I eventually got to the point where my little app was quite stable. And so I decided to release it on one of the largest paid-for app stores, Handango. So I was selling the app on Handango, and it had been on sale for a couple of months when I received an email from a user who'd purchased a copy. Now, these emails were usually bug reports or more feature requests. So I was really surprised when it opened with, "You've changed my life." Now, as I said, I didn't believe it. But the author continued, "I'm blind, and I use a text reader on my Nokia phone. When I want to text someone, I need to scroll through everyone in my address book, alphabetically, until I find the person I want to text. It takes time for the screen reader to read out each person's name, and it can take several minutes to reach the person I want to talk to." Now, I never considered that a blind person would use my app. I'd only written the app to scratch my own itch. I hadn't thought about how a blind person might use it. And I was really surprised. The email went on. The person I talk to the most is my dad, but he's always at the bottom of the list. It can take minutes to scroll to his name. With your app, he's always at the top of the list. This means it's easy for me to text him. I now talk to him more often than I ever have before. You've changed my relationship with my dad. To think that my little app had made such a huge difference was and still is incredible. It blew me away then and it blows me away now. This email remains one of the most amazing I've ever received. To think that a little piece of software I'd written had changed someone's relationship, changed someone's relationship with their father, made a father and son closer, is amazing. And I think as developers and software architects, software creators of all shapes and sizes, we hope that the software we work on and make and the insights we see and encode within it will have an impact on those people who use it. What's really astounding is to think that sometimes it's the smallest of things, like reordering a list, which can make the biggest of impacts. I wish I had kept a copy of that email, but the computer I had it on crashed, and a house moved later, and I've lost all the paper copies I made of it. I just wish I could let the author know now how his letter and its contents have helped change my life too.